as all of the preceding things have insinuated themselves into your mind, becoming more natural, more easily absorbed as time goes by, becoming more completely and comprehensively a part of you. Now it's time to solidify those thoughts. There may be some things in the duration of this trance which occurred when you were so deeply down that they now barely show up in your mind, that they are unretained, that they have faded. But the knowledge that you listened to my voice, relaxed, absorbed it, the reason and the way in which you absorbed this voice, that knowledge remains. Therefore, knowing that you've listened to my voice is the same as knowing you've been instructed, assisted, and allowed space in which to meditate. So when you rise up, let yourself be relaxed, soothed, at ease, comfortable in your body and in yourself, so that when you rise up, as you are taking stock of yourself, some of the things that we discussed may be so deeply down in you that they are left by the wayside, on this path upward toward wakefulness. So as I aid you in this ascent, carrying you upward to where your limbs and mind are once more agile, some things will always fall by the wayside down here. Things like any pre-trance stressors or niggling desire outside of simply integrating the things we've explored together, and then rising up, ready to face whatever you need to do afterward. So during your slow rise, remember the sound of my voice. Even though as I carry you upward, the content may remain in the darkened, relaxing haze down here. 10. Rising slowly with me. Letting yourself regain movement and motion in your hands, in your feet, in your legs, in your arms, a gradual process, as if some beguiling fog which kept you still while you listened, except when it necessitated movement, as if said fog were lifting, a gradual removal nigh. As you move upward with me, your mind nonetheless retains everything we've gone through, everything we've helped you to focus on and realize. 8, despite that drowsy, drooping sensation, which might, if you were incautious, threaten to gently carry you back down. The voice itself a sufficiently relaxing tool for that. But we know that you have to rise. Eventually, you always must rise. And so it's all right to listen. To let your body breathe deeply in and out, preserving what was good about the trance, and letting the specific memories remain where they were, because it's so much more pleasing, soothing, relaxing, and titillating to be pleasantly surprised by the achievement of your own exploration of your mind, titillation and focus. With my assistance, you see? So rise slowly. And that was 7 and 6. A little higher with every word. More and more function returning. Breathing going from the deep. Relaxing inward suction of thoughts and relaxation. To a more normalized pattern in the back of your mind. Returning to a state where you do not notice. Where you need only fail to notice, where you need not notice. Just as you need not notice so many of the things we've discussed, letting them fade from your mind, from your awareness. But the sound always remains. 5 and 4. And your rise is almost as soothing as your descent. 3 and 2. So when you find yourself once more awake, it is with a soothed body and a breath that is still a little deeper than usual, and a mind agile and ready to integrate all the things you've heard. And one. Wake. Take care.